The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, gender, or body image, and that means it's for consenting adults. So put on your dirty storytelling listening pants, or take your pants off altogether, because here we go.
Enormous, get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from kinky trans man, Bearded Scotsman.
What's your wish?
Big changes are coming for body storytelling, and I need you to help me celebrate my birthday with the live stream. The live stream's changing, and this one, we love to make a big fuss in May because, you know, it's another year of body and another year of me being on the planet. Hey, I'm still on the planet. So please join me. We're going to have Milena Williams-Haas. We're going to have porn legend Mr. Pam. We're going to have Canadian chanteuse Shirley Gnome. So much more. It's going to be really special, but it's only going to work the way I want it to if you're there. So there's a link to tickets in the show notes. It's Saturday, May 15th. That starts at 7 p.m. Pacific. And if you buy Exhibitionist, I can see your face. So, I hope to see you on the live stream.
Got yourself!
Hi there. How's your week going? I will tell you that there are so many changes going on for me right now, and I hate to be vague about it, but I can't talk about it yet. But change is happening like crazy right now, and it's scary. And I'm trying to trust. I'm not the kind of person who says trust the universe, but I'm trying to trust the universe and just accept the best thing will be the best thing. Yeah. Why would I even say that? That's dumb. But I just wanted to let you know, there's a lot of upheaval going on, and I hope to be able to tell you more next week. But till then, we have a great story for you on the podcast this week, and let's leave it at that.
Hi, you wee bar bag.
I suspect you like listening to stories. They're the best, right? It's such a great way to relax and escape the world. And if you're looking for more great storytelling in your life, I recommend Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel real in relatable, immersive scenarios. Dipsy stories can transport you to where you need to go, and you'll feel like you're right there. Dipsy releases new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Do you ever read a book to relax? You probably do, because storytelling is self-care. Better yet, if you need to unwind after a long day of Zoom calls or you just need a way to get out of a funk, you can reset and reconnect with yourself with stories from Dipsy. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself and beautiful bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off to sleep. It's been too long. It's time to allow your mind to lead your body into new, different sensations and fantasies. It's time to start feeling like yourself again. And Dipsy offers you unlimited access to their library of 400 plus short, sexy stories. And you're a listener of the Body Storytelling Podcast. So Dipsy is offering you a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Dixie. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsestories.com/Dixie. Put more stories in your ears and enjoy a little in-person pleasure. Head over to dipsystories.com right now and tell them I sent you by using the promo code Dixie.
And the myth is that Merlin, the magician, split one hill into three.
I'm so excited to tell you about this week's storyteller. He's someone who loves story, and it somehow has turned into his life's work. So let me tell you about him. Bearded Scotsman is a sex-positive, kinky trans man from Scotland who now lives in Boise, Idaho. He's a dedicated nerd, outdoorsman, chap connoisseur, and writer. When he's not telling stories, he can be found hiking, fishing, or playing dress-up as a Regency dandy or Viking medieval reenactor, teaching classes on archaeological experimentation, and leading hiking expeditions in full medieval attire. If you need someone to forge the tools, to cut down a tree, to carve it into a vessel, to brew your own beer, he's your man. He has just started his own Patreon to record immersive erotic audio, holy shit, and ASMR pillow talk, and looks forward to helping as many perverts as possible get off to personalized fantasies. Custom created audio, you guys. Think about that. And when you hear this voice, I think you'll agree with me. Hells yeah. This storyteller is Bearded Scotsman.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for coming, and thanks a huge amount to Dixie and Marty and Mosa for all of their work. The fact that you guys even still have Body Going as a Zoom is phenomenal right now. So, it's a Saturday evening, about 9 o'clock, and I'm standing at my workbench in the garage, surrounded by tools and wood shavings. And I'm staring at the red recording icon on my laptop in abject horror. About 15 or 20 feet to the right of me, I can hear the soft sounds of the gospel music TV show that my neighbour always listens to of a Saturday evening, because they want to get to bed and be up for church first thing tomorrow morning. And I'm feeling more nervous and embarrassed than I have in a long, long time. Because I'm about to do something I've never done before. I'm about to fake an orgasm. And I know, lucky you, you've never had to fake an orgasm. But it's just something that's never come up for me before. And for you guys to understand why I was feeling this way, and why I was even in this garage recording, I need to start by telling you a little bit about what my 2020 was like. Now, 2020 was an absolute cockwaffle of a year. I don't know a single person that made it through 2020 unscathed. And I don't want to drag you guys down with me too much, but my 2020 was terrible. I started the year having some really terrible broken bones and needing to get surgery and get pins placed. I lost my job at the beginning of the outbreak and spent most of the year unemployed. I had 3 extended family members die from COVID in a 2-week period. I got West Nile virus. And my wife wants a divorce that I really don't want. But there's probably nothing I can do to stop it. And I ended up with my mental health so bad that I attempted suicide. And the medication that they put me on to help deal with that gave me seizures that I'm probably going to have for the rest of my life. So I was in a place where I felt like I was slogging through wet sand. And I could see everyone around me engaging with the world and creating things and talking, and it was like they were all on mute, and I couldn't connect. But about halfway through the year, before the very worst parts of my year happened, a friend introduced me to something I'd never heard of before. Gone Wild Audio. It's a subreddit for immersive erotic audio porn. And being a proud pervert, I was shocked that I'd never heard about it before. So I did what every kinky person would immediately do. And I got on there and I started listening to a bunch of things and finding the ones I liked and the ones that I felt like they really needed some help with their storytelling. And I started telling all my friends about it. And I was really shocked by how many of my friends came back to me and were like, "Dude, you'd be really good at this. You should do this. You should record some of these." And I'm responding and I'm saying, you know, I don't have the spoons for what I'm already doing, for the hobbies that are already taking up all of my time, let alone to start recording things for perverts on the internet. But then one of my friends said exactly the right thing. He came to me and he said, dude, you've been unemployed for most of the year. You're absolutely fucking skint. And there are some people making really good money doing this. I mean, I was looking and there are people like quitting their full-time jobs and doing this. And I was like, okay, we're good. I'm in. So I decided to give it a shot. Now, so that you guys can understand, none of my hesitation about this was that I was embarrassed or ashamed about it. Because I'm one of those people, I was lucky. I grew up in a really sex-positive household. I remember being 9 years old and my sister bringing a friend home and my dad telling her, I don't want a lesbian in my house for fear she'll harm my children. And then skipping to 10 years old when my sister came out and my dad turned around to her and said, I know you. And I love you, and I know you're a good person. So obviously the thing that was wrong here was my opinion of gay people. And my dad, being the awesome person that he is, that automatically turned into, well, on Saturday we're going to go to Café Delmonica's, the local gay cafe, to have lunch as a family. And on Wednesdays we have to watch Gay Time TV as a family, because this is your sister's culture, and we need to understand it so that we can be part of it. That sister that came out as gay, when I was about 17, she figured out that I was starting to get into BDSM, and she discreetly brought a bunch of books over that were like, intro to BDSM, what is consent, how to play safely. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't bother to read them. I hid them in my cupboard, because I was 17, and who wants that from your sister when you're 17? But I had this great upbringing, so I never had this sense of shame about my kinks. I wasn't feeling like, oh, that thing that's really getting me going, that's something I should be embarrassed about. It felt like sex should be good and positive and happy. And so when I decided, okay, I'm going to do this, it was honestly because it was a good way to make money, and it was this thing that gave me drive and something to do when I was in this place where my whole life was a fog. So I log on to Reddit and I start making posts, contacting people saying, hey, is there anything you would really love to have recorded that no one's doing right now, or that people are recording but it's not their kink, so they don't really know what they're talking about and it's not great? Because even if that's not my kink, I will do that research. And I eventually get this message on Reddit, just a DM from this girl, Vivian. And she's very shy and she tells me, I live in this town in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest of like 2,000 people. And I can't even tell them about the things that I'm into, let alone try this stuff. And I listen to these because it's a way to get me through until I can move out of here. And it turns into sending voice memos. And I'm not going to lie, I did creep her profile and look at her prior posts. And to give you an idea, she's 23 and she is gorgeous. She's like a cross between Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Kirsten Dunst. She has that pale, creamy skin and these cascading chestnut curls. Bright red lipstick, and her fashion sense is that mix of like late 30s, early 40s vintage fashion that is just, it is exactly my thing. And she sends me a voice memo telling me that she's embarrassed. She doesn't want to tell me what her kinks are because she's worried I'm going to be creeped out. And I'm thinking, honey, I have had sex with the Baptist minister's daughter in the Baptist church at midnight on top of the baptismal pool, and that is one of the less kinky things from my sex life, so this is not going to shock me. And I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. I will admit that. Because when I tell her, please, I want to reassure you, it's going to be fine, tell me what you're into, she sends me this voice memo and she says, well, you know, I don't know if this is too kinky, but I have this idea where I'm at, like, a sex club and some, like, handsome guy I don't know, like, comes up to me and maybe he leans in and whispers in my ear and tells me, I want to know what you really want. And after that, maybe we go down the street, and obviously I would never do this in real life because I would get fired, but maybe we go down the road to my office and he throws me up on the conference table and he fucks me like a whore. And I'm thinking, well, that's really quite wholesome. And I tell her, I can absolutely do this for you, no problem. I start building the storyline in my head. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, meet her in the sex club. And by the way, her idea of a sex club is basically like a goth nightclub where kinky people meet each other and then go elsewhere to have sex. And I'm thinking, there will come a time where you are ready to know about the top 10 dungeons in San Francisco, but today is not that day. And so I build this story and I decide, right, I'm ready to record. Now, I have a really nice little podcasting studio I made for myself in the creepy cupboard under the stairs, but I also have a toddler. And anyone listening who has a toddler will know that they may be asleep right now, but within 3 seconds they will be awake and in the room that you are in and in your lap. So I'm like, okay, I can go record this in the garage. I've got some time spare. I'm going to go to the garage. I can record on my workbench. We're good to go. I've got this story built up in my head and I'm like, I'm ready. I'm kink positive. I'm not embarrassed. This is going to be great. Because this girl has not had the benefits I have had of this great sex-positive upbringing. And what I can do is I can help her with this stuff. I can help her see that it's okay. It's okay to be kinky. It's okay to pursue those kinks. And I'm going to do this. I have a duty of care to do this well. So I get down to my workbench. I set it up. I start the recording. And it's going really well. I've got the club scene down, the chat's happening, everything's fine. And then we get to the first part where I think I should probably have planned this a little bit better. Because I'm about to throw her up on the conference table and my on-the-spectrum autism brain goes, well, you've been around a lot of conference tables and there's a lot of phones and cabling and stuff like that, so you should probably have a sound effect for that. But it's good because I'm at my workbench, so what I immediately do is just move some tools around. Good, there we go. I've got the sound in the background, and then we get to the next part. And the next part is where I really should have prepared better, because I'm about to tear off her underwear. And I have not brought anything with me for a sound effect for tearing off underwear. And we have seconds to go before we get to that spot. And my flow for the story is really good. I don't want to stop recording at this point. And so I frantically look around as that timer is coming down and down. And I see my pile of shop rags to the right of me. And I grab one and I pull it up to the microphone and I tear. And shit. Apparently this girl is not wearing lacy underwear. She's wearing double-layered canvas granny panties. But we're good. I'm going to keep going. I'm working through it. Hopefully whoever is listening is so in the moment that they won't care, or I can edit it in post. And we keep going and we keep going, and then I get to the next spot, which is a spot where we go from where we're messing around to where we're fucking. And anyone who has really fucked or been fucked knows there's a particular noise that goes with that. And all I can think of is I yet again stare at the volume level go from the green down and down, and I think, shit. And all that comes to mind is this scene in Pump Up the Volume, where Christian Slater is pretending to be masturbating for his pirate radio station by clapping his hands together. And I'm thinking, fuck it, in for a penny, in for a pound, and on we go. And it's working, it's going okay. But then we reach that moment where I have to fake an orgasm. And I can hear that gentle gospel music coming in from the window. And I'm feeling so embarrassed and so vulnerable, and I'm literally shaking. And that time is running out where we go from a nice pause in the audio to dead air. And I can't figure out why I feel this way. All I know is that I have to do this. I have to do it and get through it. And then I think, what do I sound like when I have an orgasm? Because I know I'm not one of those guys who does the quiet, high-pitched sigh and then he's done. Like, if I'm honest, I'm definitely one of those guys who's a little bit more, like, primal, groans and yells and things like that. And the time is up, and I have to do it. So I grab that tool bench, and I go. And then there's this soft quiet afterwards. And as I'm going through the end of the recording with the aftercare and the saying goodbyes, I'm feeling this weird sense of accomplishment. This weird achievement and calm but still jittery. And I go back and I listen to the recording. And I'm like, this is actually good. Like, I recorded this and I'm getting turned on. This actually went pretty well. And so I send it out to a few of my friends to listen to, get their feedback. And I'm telling them, I want really good technical feedback. I don't want you to think me sending you this is me hitting on you somehow. And so two of the friends I send it to are people who pretty much are mostly asexual. And both of them came back and they're like, dude, that's hot as fuck. You're a natural. That is good. You need to keep doing this. And one of them even tells me, I listened to it at work and I had to pull my headphones out halfway through. And I'm starting to feel really good. And I'm realizing the reason I felt so bad, the reason I was so nervous and so embarrassed, was because I had come through this absolutely fucking jizz trumpet of a year, and I wasn't myself anymore. I didn't feel wanted anymore. I didn't feel like anyone could want to have a relationship with a short, kinky, dom trans man who is also monogamous, which is, you know, that's kind of like a unicorn in the kink world. And I could see my whole life stretching out in front of me, alone except for maybe the occasional hookup. But doing this weird thing, it helped me feel like I could be wanted. It helped me feel like I could be someone's absolute erotic desire as more than just a recording on the internet. And so I sent the recording out to Vivian. And she came back to me and she was like, that was amazing. That was even hotter than the fantasy I had in my head. I would love to have you do some more recordings. How much do I need to pay you? Like, can I have regular recordings? And I was like, seriously, as far as I'm concerned, you are helping me by giving me something to record. You are getting me started. You can have any recordings you want for the rest of your life for free. And as I was thinking over all of this, and trying to figure out where I go now, and who I am now, and how I deal with all of this, I realized that when you're trying to rebuild your life, sometimes you're going to come up across these terrifying moments where you are completely vulnerable. And sometimes, what it takes to break new ground is first to be broken yourself.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, that was
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing, Arlen. Amazing. Love you.
So fresh. So fresh.
Let's move in gay and get it on. You got the healing that I want.
this king says to ourselves. Don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's Kama Sutra show and tell.
Was Marvin Gaye by Charlie Puth featuring Meghan Trainor. Oh, and if you love that story, you can hear the original story that he recorded on Bearded Scotsman's Patreon. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. I am so grateful to my Patreon supporters. I would never have made it through the hardest year of my life if it were not for the people who support Body Storytelling on Patreon. And for select patrons, I have a big announcement. You'll find out soon when I send you an email, but our unicorn supporters are gonna get free tickets to our first live show. Yep, Body's coming back. I was completely wrong. Remember how I said that we were not gonna do live shows in 2021? I had no idea that the vaccine was going to roll out and be so effective. And I'm feeling healthy, I'm feeling hopeful, and I can't wait to see and thank in person the people who got me to this place. I feel like we're kind of on the other side of so much of the scary last year we spent together. And I want to celebrate with you. So if you could, go to patreon.com/body, B-A-W-D-Y. Support us at whatever level you can. You get free live stream tickets if you support us at the $10 a month level. You get the live stream replay, which only lives on Patreon. And soon we'll see each other face to face, I hope. So go to patreon.com/body and thanks in advance for your support. Let's get to that next big number. We're so close. Well, that's our time together this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the team that makes this podcast possible. Thank you to Donal Mooney, to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, to David Grossoff, to Joe Moore, and most of all, thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 173 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'll see you next week, pervert.